And let's pray in silence. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we started the afternoon prayer session. Sing him 253. Because God is a spirit, so we do everything have to use the spirit to communicate with God. Both to different parties, if they have a different language, of course, they cannot communicate. Like Japanese and Chinese cannot communicate, because do you know Japanese? No, do you know Portuguese? No, so you cannot communicate with the people from Japan, the people from Brazil, right? Because they are different language. Computer same. Did you learn any language, computer language? C++? Anybody learn C++? This is all language, maybe. In our computer language, we have to the same, then they can communicate, right? So in the same way, how to communicate with God? Spirit, because God is a spirit. So how to communicate with God? We have to use the spirit. So now we are going to introduce the spirit of God. This is very important. We have to understand his spirit. How to work in our heart, right? How to communicate with us. We want to communicate with God, yes. But also, how make God to communicate with us, right? Not just one way, two way. Okay. Let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So here is the first time the Bible mentioned about the God of the Spirit of God. So when we start any issue, right, we have to find out the first time how did God say about the topic you want to say. Like sin, S-I-N, sin. We talk about the sin many times, especially in the evangelical service. We talk about the sin. So we have to look where the Bible first time to talk about sin, in Genesis chapter 4. So in the same way, when we talk about the Spirit of God, then we have to go back the first time the Bible mentioned about the topic. So here said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So it's good, in the beginning. God wants us to know in the beginning from this point. All the human beings should know. Right? Beyond this point, we don't have to know. Right? Because it's too complicated for us. Do we know before this point? No. Even this point, at this point, how God created the whole universe, we didn't know. How God created the earth, we didn't know. How God created the sun, moon, we don't know. Right? Like scientists say, explosion. The whole universe come from one point, just a sudden explosion. Right? Whoa, then there's some shape, right? Different kind of shape. And then some period of the time, many years, maybe 1,000 years, then I don't know how come, right? And then we become round one, like the earth, and it's a round shape. And sun and moon are also wrong shape. And we didn't know what happened. Right? So from this point, God wants us to know. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then come with time and space. So before this point, there was no time and space. And after this point, we have a today, tomorrow, and then the day after tomorrow, right? And we have a digital space, three dimensions. But the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the surface of the deep, of the water. Hey? The baby, right? The baby play the toy and just mess up, right? He messed up. And the baby said, wow, like, what? What? So in the beginning, it's good. Like God created the whole universe. This point, we human beings, hey, hooray, hooray. Yeah, it's so wonderful, right? Hey, there was without form, no form, no shape, and void. It's empty inside, nothing inside. Not just so. The darkness filled with everywhere, darkness. So very disappointed, right? Very frustrated. So sad, because no light, nothing. You like this situation? No. Can you live there? No. Right? So sometimes our life will reach to this point. No form, no order. You know? Have you experienced that sometime at some point, your brain just turned to empty? Like your school start from 8 o'clock, right? Or 9 o'clock. Your first class start at 9 o'clock, you be 7 o'clock. And then you sleep, right? The, until you watch clock. Wow, 8:55. Only 5 minutes to go. Then what should we do? Then, mom, what? Why you didn't call me? So at a certain point, you didn't know how to do, right? So your brain just turned to blank, nothing in your mind, because you don't know what to do. No order, right? Usually when you get up, then you are first one, first thing, go to restroom, then to brush your teeth, to wash your face. You have some step, right? Did a routine job, but sometimes, reach some point, you lost control. But God did not stop there. God had to move on, right? Move on. So sometimes, if you reach to this point, don't stop there. Don't just cry, Mom, what should I do? Walk to school, right? You've been too late. Don't worry, just go. Just keep going. Yeah, in our life, just keep going. Don't stay there. So God, He did not stop there. He keep going. So verse 2. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. See? In the beginning, the heaven was created. But darkness, there's no hope. No hope, no direction. No life inside. No life inside at all. But God, the Spirit of God, was hovering. Hovering means stay there. And hovering means move, right? Move around. So the Spirit of God move around there. Yeah. If you feel your heart was empty, then you just call God, pray to God, then God, His Spirit will hovering over you, over your heart, over your mind, So God will give you some idea how to handle the situation, how to face the trials. Right? So don't stop there. God will help you. God, the Spirit of God was hovering to stay there and also move. And verse 3. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. See? We just read. There was without a form and void and darkness everywhere. There was no hope, no light, nothing there. No resources. When you go out like a form vacation by yourself, you know, sometimes young people were cool, right? And they just pack some package. Sleeping bag, everything on the back, inside. And then walk, they try to walk all United States, 1 month. Walk, not by train, by 11, by your 2 feet, we call 11, because 2 feet, So 2 feet is like 11, so Chinese are saying 11, 2-1, by 11. Then in some point, your water is run out, your food run out, nothing left. In the desert, in the Arizona desert, then what can you do? Don't worry. Right now, of course, you can call John, right? Because he lives in Phoenix. Don't forget to call John, call Ivan. They live in Phoenix. But how about if no cell phone? There are no help, right? Here, God said, there be light, then there was light. So when you drive in the highway, when you drive on the highway in the night, then no car before you, not after you. Only yourself drive on the highway at the night and also on the remote area. No other cars, only yourself. You turn around, hey, no one, you just a little bit scared, right? If your car broken, then what can you do? But suddenly, you find a dear light. Light just from a far distance gradually approach you, right? Then you feel good, you feel a little bit warm inside your heart because you have a companion now, not alone. So when you see the light, it's different. Your life will become different. So the light, we can see the hope. If the light, then there is hope. So when we pray, then the Holy Spirit came upon us, then the Spirit of God will hover on us, then there is light. God said, there be light, then there was light. There was hope in your heart. Maybe you are too young, you don't have any experience, like a lost hope. Have you ever experienced losing hope? Raise your hand. Someday, in some point, you lost your hope. Then we have to pray, right? To pray. Then the God will send a light upon you because through the Holy Spirit. Then you can see the light. Then you feel secure. Otherwise, in your life, you will lose the security. So we can see God send a light. There be light. Then when we see the light, of course, the God will send, will give us the hope, then we will be joyful. Let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's read all together, because some of you might fall into sleep. So let's read all together. One, two, three, go. How many of you did not open your mouth? If everybody opened your mouth, then it would be louder, huh? Like a honeybee, like a honey, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once again, one, two, three, go. Okay. May the God of hope, so God also be called the God of hope, the God of love, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound, abound, not just little, abound in hope by what? By the power of the Holy Spirit. So through prayer, then we gain the hope from God, the hope. So tell your parents, when they encounter any difficulties or encounter confused, disappointed, frustration, just pray to God, because God will give us the hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's so miraculous. And sometimes, even the pastor, say, oh, we have to be, we have to have faith, right? Faith. Every day, we talk about the faith, but how to gain the faith? It's not easy. It's easier than say done. Easier than say done. When any dangerous attack us, panic attack us, desperation attack us, how to handle it? How to handle it? There is a brother in Bay Area whose eyes has some problem, so he had to go to surgery. And after surgery, his eyes feel pain and feel bleeding. And his eyes become dim, it's blurred, not see clearly. To you, maybe it's easy, right? You just close your eyes, do nothing. But to him, he feel panic. So panic attack. Now sometimes we're attacked by panic. He's so nervous, so anxious, but we didn't know how to handle it. Then he just called to doctor. Yeah, sometimes, but usually he also need a servant, right? He need a servant. And he also encourage brothers and sisters, we should have faith. Rely on God. But now, he himself encountered this situation, how to overcome it, how to face it. So we pray through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. This is very important. The power of the Holy Spirit. We have to pray until we can feel the power from above. When we have the power, then automatically we will have faith. While sometimes we lose hope, we lose courage. We lose courage and we lose hope, we lose direction because we have not been filled with the Holy Spirit. We are not filled with the Holy Spirit. If we truly have the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is power will give us the hope. Then the light also gives us the healing, bring the healing. Maybe you know, sometimes if we have back pain or shoulder pain, arm pain, and your mom maybe sent you to a massage, right? Massage, yeah. Or acupuncture. And the acupuncture office, they might have some lamp, you know, a special lamp. So if you you just put your hand or your shoulder under the light, then the light can heal you. The light, because the light, it is some healing power, special light. Of course, a special light, not this light. Yeah. It is special ray, they might generate X-ray or any kind of gamma ray, different kind of ray, right? How many type of ray? Not just X-ray, many rays, yeah. Gamma ray, and I'm not a specialist, so I cannot name it, yeah. But anyway, so many rays. So the rays, the light comes with many rays, different kind of rays. So if you go outside, enjoy the sunshine, actually, yeah, so many, many rays. Some rays can kill the germs. So sometimes your mom might say, talk to you, huh? Hey, bring a sheet, you know, the bed sheet, go outside to expose the sunshine, right? Because can kill the germ. So the power also comes with the healing. Let's turn to Malachi. Malachi chapter 4. The last book of Old Testament. Chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, the Son of Righteousness, shall arise with healing in his wings. In his wings, the other text also said, in his light. So with healing in his light. And you shall go out and grow fat like a store-fed calves. So we can see the Son of Righteousness shall arise and with healing, because the light comes with healing power. And sometimes it may be hurt, right? It may be hurt by your friend, by your classmate. You feel so upset, so sorrowful. Nowadays, school campus not as simple, as pure as before. Now, many bullies events in campus, bullies. Have you some experience being bullied? Being bullied. You're not bullied, right? Bullied. Yes, many gangsters, many gangsters in campus, even in high school. Gangsters. Did you see your friend have tattoo on the shoulder, on the neck, everywhere? Raise your hand. Your classmate. Even girl, tattoo. This not happen in our age, in our time. When I was in high school, nothing like this. Yeah. But now, many gangsters in the campus. There is a gangster called M13. M13 recruit many high students to join this crime organization. And M13 means, M means minutes. So if you want to join this organization, then you have to be beaten for 30 minutes. Then if you can survive, then you are qualified to join this organization. So they call M13. And M13, they recruit many youth, so be careful. So in the class, we'll tell you how to avoid being recruiting, avoid being targeted. Avoid. You might be victim, okay, yeah. Don't say, oh, no, nothing will happen to me, yeah. See, recently a shooting case, like shooting rampage. Their parent might say, oh, nothing happened, yeah, it never happened to my son, to my daughter. It happened already. Somebody's daughter, somebody's son be killed. So don't say, oh, no, don't worry. Yeah, sometimes we will become victim. Are hurt by someone, physically hurt, emotionally hurt, right? Sometimes vocally hurt by your classmate because of the race, because different kind of case. There is a high school student, it's a Caucasian young man, Caucasian, because he was so quiet. And he joined some teams, baseball team. And after prayer, they have some break. Because he was so quiet, then he always stand on the corner, right, by himself. And the other teammate just laugh at him, you know, mock at him, say some discouragement remarks at him. Because nothing. Same Caucasian, white people, white young guy, right? What's wrong with him? Nothing. Just too quiet. So if you are too quiet, maybe somebody will bully you. Right? Too quiet. In the classroom, say nothing. Teacher ask you, I don't know. Your classmate ask you, I don't know. Sometimes you may be a victim. But the light will heal you, even if you get hurt. Don't worry. The light comes with the healing power. So how to be healed? How to be heal your wound? Sometimes you will be abused by your friend. Of course, you have a very sound family, you have parents. We have many truth seekers, Caucasian seekers. Yeah. Many of them have been abused by their parents. Abused by their parents. By their parents. Abused. Maybe nothing happened. It never happened to you. Right? So, hearing. So far, we do know the light. The light is the hope. The light comes with healing. And the last one, let's turn to Acts. Chapter 16 verse 6. Acts chapter 16 verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. 7. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Verse 8. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. So they just went there. So at first, the Holy Spirit two times forbid them to somewhere. Even they have a plan. They have a plan to go somewhere, but the Holy Spirit said no. And it turned out the Holy Spirit guided them to Macedonia. So the Holy Spirit will guide us. Even they have a plan, but the Holy Spirit guide them to the right place, to the right place. You have your own mind, right? You have your own plan. you want to be a nurse, you want to be an engineer, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a pilot, you want to be, what else, architect. It's good, but the Holy Spirit will guide us, will give us the direction. You are in high school. After a couple of years later, you are going to college. How many of you decide what college you are going to? Raise your hand. No? How many of you decide what subject, what area you want to go into study? Raise your hand. Okay, good. So it's good. You plan earlier. But anyway, sometimes you can see God will guide you. Not just what you want to do. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And for the rest of you, still have no idea what school going to or what subject, what area you are going to study, okay, or what you want to be in the near future. But God will guide you. God will give you direction. The light will give you direction. So the light will give it hope. The light will give it warmth. Will give it healing. The Spirit also will give you the light, will give you direction, okay, which way to go. So through prayer, the Holy Spirit will guide us. The Spirit of God will guide us. Then we have to use the Spirit to communicate God, to pray with God. Okay. So in our daily life, keep in your mind, Only pray. Only one way we can get help. Only one way, only through the Spirit of God. You are 16 years old right now, 17, right? Okay, or even 15. Your life is a long way to go. If God said you're going to live up to 90 years old, then minus 15 years old, you still have 75 years old to go. 75 years. Then for a long time, you might encounter difficulties. You might encounter so many trials, tribulations. But don't worry. God is there. His Spirit will hopefully will give you the light, give you the hope. Okay. So now we are going to pray. We have faith in God.